Hi, and welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, another look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process, from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. Okay, another week and another deluge of news and events around the two main brands, Sam Welding and Damien Peck. I call them brands because that's what I've decided they are. My real name, the one on my passport, is Paul Murdoch. But there was another Paul Murdoch already writing children's books. So I picked a nom de plume, a pen name. I picked Sam because I knew a great guy called Sam Kennedy, who influenced me a lot in my life when it was coming to wildlife and all sorts of stuff. And I picked Welding because I knew a guy called Joe Welding, who is my godfather and a fantastic guy as well. I also thought Sam would make a good name because it could be male or female and less likely to alienate one or other demographic. Then I wrote Edenseed, a fast-paced thriller with mystical overtones. This was not something I wanted children to pick up by mistake, so I picked another pen name. This time, I went for a more sinister-sounding name. I had just finished watching The Omen with Gregory Peck, one of my favourite Hollywood greats. And the story, of course, has a very famous Damien in there. I also knew a monk called Brother Damien, who in fact was far from sinister and more of a friend to the family than anything else. So all things considered, I went for Damien Peck. I recently went to see some band members that I used to play with at the Renfrew Ferry. I realised that having multiple names isn't that bad. Nearly everyone in the band I went to see that day played in another two or three bands as well. Made up of different personnel combinations, doing everything from pub gigs to original material. They get more work by being more people. Funny that, isn't it? So I'm not too bothered about the multiple personality thing. In fact, I can probably milk it a wee bit, make something more of it. Anyway, I'll talk about that later. I'll probably stick to Paul Murdoch for my music, as that's who I am after all. Speaking of which, on the Peck front, I was asked to do three book reviews for The Sun on Sunday. This should feature pretty soon and again might upscale Edenseed sales. I picked The Luminaries by Eleanor Catton, Joyland by Stephen King and The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Three great books in their own right. Alan, my agent, is also trying to line up three different Waterstone signings pretty soon as well. It sounds a bit crazy, but he's trying to get them all in the one day. On the Sam Welding front, I visited a brilliant school in Menstrie, where the children took their imagination and ran like mad. The staff were amazing, and the enthusiasm from the children around reading and writing was really good to see. There should be some pictures on the website, www.samwelding.com. I was also asked to send the current Scottish Minister for Education some copies of Tiffy and Toffee books, and also I think he's getting a windscape as well. He's interested in our trip to Bali. In fact, the Scottish Government are now funding part of that trip, which is fantastic. This is again down mostly to Alan Snedden, who is a bit of a powerhouse just now. There was also two more requests for Sam Welding interviews. I'll get into those over the next few days. And one of those was for the Writer's Magazine, a glossy mid-shelf job. I also made contact with another publisher I work with, Strident, around the designs for Talisman, a new fantasy book due out in early 2015. So, yet to hear back from him, but I'm sure we'll get some information before Christmas. I had my first Christmas dinner of 2014 with the Society of Authors in Edinburgh. You always learn something at these events about funding or friends or trends, I should say. Great for networking. There are all sorts of benefits to be had from being a member of the society, especially legal advice and contracts and stuff. I sat next to a few interesting people and heard again about some trials and tribulations between authors and publishers, but that's kind of common. Oh well, I'm not doing so bad really with my two, I don't think. I also appeared at Dumbarton Library for a night with Paul, Damien and Sam. I've never done this kind of gig before, but I really enjoyed it. It was me, at last, doing a gig. playing songs I'd written, talking about books, asthma, bands, and it all seemed to go down well. I've already been asked to come back, which is a good sign, and about 40 people listened and chatted for about an hour, and then partook in a few wines. It was a nice night. I also set quite a few of my author stock books free, and I feel I should maybe replicate this in as many other sites and libraries as I can in 2015. I should also have a CD of songs to sell at that time too. So I'll get to work on that over the Christmas period. I'll maybe call it the Me, Me, Me Tour or something like that, I don't know. Anyway, I need to make sure I lock down some time over Christmas to spend at home. I'm taking too much on just now. I'm beginning to feel the wear and tear. Also missing my family big time. I've already lined up a nice Christmas short story for everyone, and I'll dictate that. I'll say that one. I'll relay that to you guys in this podcast. I think the week beginning the 21st of December. Listen, if you remember to keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. So bye for now.